Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Orsino for a passed ball. Buford moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Buford trying to get to third. Bowens throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Buford for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Robinson scores. Romano goes all the way around to score. Ward moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Davey Johnson pinch hits for Steve Barber. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Bunker now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. Romano moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Rowe now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Cater trying to get to third. Brandt throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Cater for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Romano hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orsino moves to second. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Ken Rowe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Orsino moves to third. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Orsino scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave McNally now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowens bunts towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to third for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a fly ball towards center field. Berry makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Berry. Robinson moves to third. Bowens moves to second. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Orsino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for Dave McNally. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball towards center. Berry settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Berry. Adair moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Adair moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.